Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Trusting God in all aspects of life and acknowledging Him is a profound expression of faith that transcends the challenges and uncertainties of the human experience. You see, trust and acknowledgement extend across the spectrum of life, influencing how individuals navigate relationships, career choices, personal challenges, and even moments of joy. In trusting God, there is a recognition that His plans are greater than your own, and by acknowledging Him, you can find solace, direction, and purpose in the unfolding tapestry of your life. In a practical sense, acknowledging God prompts a shift in perspective. It encourages humility, gratitude, and a sense of shared interconnectedness with Him. In today's message titled, In All Your Ways Acknowledge Him, we delve into the significance of acknowledging God in all our ways. Let's join in.
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 2 from verse 1 going, Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. Verse 3. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled and all Jerusalem with him. Then I jump to verse 11, which says, And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Hallelujah. The wise men traveling from the east to worship Jesus had a revelation from God and came to Jerusalem to honor the true king. By so doing, they acknowledge him as the true king. We have come to worship him. That's what they said. Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him. That's a great acknowledgement, my friend. Interestingly, Herod also liked to refer to himself as the king of the Jews. So when wise men arrived from the east and were asking about a child who had been born king of the Jews, it was the wrong thing to say to a man like Herod. It was so wrong to him. The Bible tells us King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem. That's what the verse 3 was saying to us. The word disturbed used here means agitated, stirred up, or shaken up. Herod was the king. He was the man in control. And whenever Herod was stressed out, everyone else was stressed out too. So the Bible says he was disturbed with Jerusalem as well. You know, by bitter experience, the people knew that if Herod sensed a potential coup, or if Herod sensed a disturbance or a threat to his power or to his throne, he would start having people killed. You know, we know the story that he tried to have the so-called king of the Jews put to death. Bible tells us in Matthew that Herod sent soldiers to kill all the boys in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, based on the wise men's report of the star's first appearance. He was a disturbed man. He killed many people, and there was sorrow in the city of Ramah. There are a lot of people like Herod today. You may say, oh, this was Herod. But there are a lot of people, many people like Herod today. They won't allow anyone or anything to interfere with their career, their lifestyle, or their plans, or their ambitions. They don't want to acknowledge the king. They don't mind taking time off to celebrate the birth of Jesus. And that is the extent of it. That's it. They don't want to know anything. And that means that they are not acknowledging their king. Jesus must be your Lord, and that's the only way you can say you are acknowledging him. Jesus is all right as long as he stays in the manger as a baby, but they don't want the idea of Jesus dying on the cross for them and rising from the dead. And they don't like the idea of Jesus saying they need to return from their sins and put their faith in him. Like Herod, they see Jesus as a threat. That's what many people are doing today. They see Jesus as a threat. But he's a loving God. He came to save our lives. He is our Savior, our Messiah. Let's put our trust in him. Let us make him the Lord of our lives. A lot of people are okay with God. If he stays out of their life, then they are okay. They want God assisting them. They want God to be someone to call upon in case of an emergency. But that is the extent of their faith. They wrongly believe they make their own decisions. They wrongly believe they live their own lives. They don't acknowledge God. God is not at the center of their lives. They wrongly believe that they are captains of their own ships and the masters of their own destinies. So Jesus is not in their lives. He's out of the equation. He is not Lord over them. The reality is they are none of these things. A non-believer, according to the Bible, is under the control of someone else. And that someone is known as Satan. That's what the Bible says. But what about we believers? The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 that, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. God wants us to acknowledge him. He wants us to make sure that we recognize him as the one who rules our life, as the one who directs us, as the one that we need to consult in our decision making, as the one that will guide us. He says, acknowledge him in all your ways and he shall direct your path. So you may ask, why are people not acknowledging God, including Christians? The reason why they don't acknowledge him is because we don't trust him. These verses that I just read in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 are verses that are very important because they are talking about trusting in the Lord, but they are also giving guidance of how you trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Sometimes it's very easy to trust him in one area, but in another area, your attitude is like, back off. You wouldn't say that, but that's your attitude. You know, actions speak louder than words. I have got this, back off from there. I have got some plans. I have got it worked out already, or I am too hurt to let this go. You see? So I will trust you in these areas, but not in this other area. People say, what do you mean? Well, this is very easy to do. Lord, I trust you to change my husband. I trust you to change my wife. I trust you to help me raise my kids. But when it comes to my profession and my dreams and my aims and goals, I will take care of them. What I want to do, who I want to be, and what I want to accomplish, I will do that myself. But when it comes to emergency, I will acknowledge you that you can help me. So you are telling the Lord, I trust you in this, but over here, I will take care of it. You do your work over there, I will do my work over here. And that's the attitude that some of us have. So many times we want to pick and choose which area of our lives you want to trust God with. And like Herod, he didn't want to acknowledge God. He didn't want anyone to interfere in his power and authority. It's like saying, all right, I give you my finance. Please bless them. But as for my love life, I will take care of it. I will do what I want to do with my body. I will do what I want to do in life. I will accomplish my dreams myself. I will not consult you. I will give you my crazy boss, but I will determine when I retire. And if I volunteer to do those things, my time is mine. but I want you blessing me. And that's the attitude some of us have. But God still loves you, my friend. And Lord, I want you to obviously heal my body, but I don't want to necessarily take care of it. When the Bible says that our bodies is the temple of the Holy Spirit, I will figure out what I do with my body, what I consume and what I do with it. But when I have a setback, I need you to heal me. And that's what sometimes happens. And so it's all about picking and choosing which area of your life that you want to trust God with. But it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. If you trust him, you will recognize him. You will acknowledge him. You will put him at the center of your life, in your decision making, in everything you do. And this is where that love relationship with God is really important, because you realize he is worthy of all your heart. And that's what should happen. He is worthy of all the things that you have held onto so tightly that you don't want to let go. Whether positive or negative, God can handle any situation that you are facing. Just allow your own agenda to die and give him all the parts of your heart. Christ came onto this earth to be the Lord of our lives. Let's acknowledge him in everything we do. Allow him to direct you. Allow him to be the Lord of your life and guide you. The Bible goes on to say, and do not lean on your own understanding. This is one of the things that some of us have struggled with in our relationship with God, even our ministry relationship with God. You and I can get to some level of expertise or experience or even position and think that you know it all. But you have to be really careful and keep your heart humble. Many don't know that God has got so much for us. God has got so much for us. You know, he can do exceedingly abundantly above what we ask or expect. God can do much more than what you are experiencing. In the book of Ephesians, you know, he talks about the width, the length, the height, and the breadth of God's love. I'm telling you, the Creator has all kinds of creative plans, if you let him. But what we do many times is we put him in a box. And that box is God. This is my understanding, and you need to bless my understanding. How I want to do it, when I want to do it, where I want to do it, with whom I want to do it, and why I want to do it, is all we trying to dictate to God. And it shouldn't be like so. When we do that, we have not acknowledged him. So you see how much we want to dictate with our own understanding. And it's really easy to try to lean on your own understanding, my friend. I want to tell you that if you lean on your own understanding, you will fall, because you have nothing secure to lean on. You are just leaning on yourself, something that's not stable. But leaning on the Lord is called trust. When you trust him, you have actually leaned on him. It's like, Lord, I am leaning on you. I am leaning on your word. So that's what is stable within my life. And in that case, all the storms of life will come and you will not be shaken. Let us acknowledge God in all our doings, in everything that we undertake, in our decision making. He will make your way straight. And what I love about this is that many times in stepping out in obedience, you don't know how it's all going to look like. But it's a promise that he will make straight your way. Acknowledge him. Leaning on him is trust. Acknowledging him is trust. So when it's time to take the next step, it will be prepared for you, my friend. When it's time to answer that question, God will have the answer, my friend. He will make your path straight. And so you can look at situation that you are currently in right now, and it's just like a mess. It's like, I don't even know how to start or to finish. I don't even know how to get out of this. I don't even know where I am at. I will just tell you right now, if you can take whatever situation you are in and say, Lord, I hand this to you. I'm going to believe you and thank you. You see, God loves you so enough to get you out of the situation. You just need to acknowledge him by trusting in him, by rolling your cares unto him. And I tell you, he will deliver you. He will bring solution to your problems. And if you have not received the Lord as your personal savior, you haven't received Christ as your personal savior, then it means in the first place you haven't acknowledged him at all. And so you should consider that right now. Consider to receive him as your Lord. He is worthy of our acknowledgement. He is worthy of our trust. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.